感谢主，我们教会在过去的十八个月来一起查考了路加福音当中耶稣所讲的比喻。
We give thanks to the Lord for the opportunity that for the past 18 months that we are able to study the parables by Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.
从今天开始，我们要进入一个新的阶段，就是一起来查考马可福音整卷马可福音的信息。
From today onwards, we shall move into a new phase where we shall be studying the messages in the Gospel of Mark.
我们的同工知道，其实在我个人的心里面，已经有很久的时间，一直想跟大家来分享，一起查考马可福音的信息。
My co-workers know this very well, that it has been my long desire to share the messages of the Gospel of Mark all this while.
今天是我们进入到马可福音查考的第一次。
Today is the first time that we'll be touching on the Gospel of Mark.
因此我们今天要对整卷的马可福音做一个简略的介绍。
Hence, we shall perform a brief introduction to the entire Gospel of Mark.
不过在进入查考马可福音的内容之前，我觉得有必要再次简要的向大家介绍一下新约圣经当中四卷福音书的特色与重点。
But before we move into this gospel book, there is a need to recap on the uniqueness of each gospel book in the New Testament.
这四个方面我们曾经稍稍的讲解过，我今天只是非常简练的给大家重复一下。
We have mentioned this before, but we shall do a slight recap today.
马太福音，他写作的对象，他是为犹太人写的，他的重点是为了证明耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是基督。
The Gospel of Matthew was written for the Jews to prove that Jesus is the Messiah.
马可福音主要是写给罗马人的，因此他特别注重主耶稣在现实的生活与侍奉的工作。
The Gospel of Mark was written for the Romans, and it emphasizes on the Lord's life and ministry work on the earth.
路加福音是写给希腊人或者是外邦人的，着重强调耶稣是一位真真正正实实在在的人，他就是完全的人。
The Gospel of Luke was written for the Greeks, all the Gentiles, especially emphasizing that Jesus is a complete true human.
约翰福音是写给全世界的，他向全世界证明耶稣就是神的儿子。
And the Gospel of John was written to the entire world toprove to the whole world that Jesus is the Son of God.
这些我们以前曾经跟大家分享过。
We have shared with everyone before.
但是四卷福音书呢，有各自不同的特点。
But each gospel book is unique in its own way.
马太福音它的特点是它特别注意回忆过去，特别是关于弥赛亚的预言。
The Gospel of Matthew is a gospel book that recalls the past and is closely tied to prophecies.
是关于弥赛亚的预言。
And it's closely tied to the prophecies of the Messiah.
他讲到耶稣基督道成肉身来到人的世间，就是应验了历代先知的预言。
Christ coming incarnate into the world fulfills the prophecies by the ancient prophets.
因此呢，他所用的应验这个字眼在马太福音里面总共高达65次之多。
And the word fulfills was mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew for up to 65 times.
马太福音特别强调耶稣基督是荣耀君王的身份。
The Gospel of Matthew emphasizes on Christ being the glorious king.
说明了基督要将要建立一个荣耀的国度，带给人们一个新的国度以及相应的价值观念。
And that he shall establish a glorious kingdom and thus bring into the people a new kingdom and a new value system out of this new kingdom.
马可福音特别着眼于现在，就是在世界上的侍奉。
The Gospel of MarkConcentrates on the present, which is the earthly ministry work.
他所记载的就是耶稣忙碌的工作，紧张的服侍人。
It focuses on his busy service to people.
当时罗马帝国是奴隶制的社会，在他统治的范围里面，大概有6000万的奴隶。
The Roman Empire back then was of a slavery system.And there were approximately 6,000 slaves under its jurisdiction.
6,000万.
Approximately 60 million slaves under its jurisdiction.
马可福音的重点是讲到主是做仆人的。
It focuses on our Lord being the servant.
神的儿子来到世界，不但取了人的样式，而且成为奴仆的样式来服侍人。
Not only did he come into the world in the image of man, he also came in the image of a slave to serve people.
主在十字架上受死，也就表明了他用伟大的爱和宝贵的生命来做好服侍人的工作。
He died on the cross and completed his service to people with his amazing love and precious life.
我不知道你注意到了没有，马太福音讲到耶稣基督是君王。
I'm not sure if you have noticed this. The Gospel of Matthew talks about Jesus being the king.
马可福音却讲到他是仆人。
Well, the Gospel of Mark emphasizes him being a servant.
可见，我们的主耶稣又是君王又是仆人。
So we can see that our Lord is both a king and a servant.
他可以说我们的主是君王式的仆人。
Or it can be said that he is a servant king.
我们刚才提到路加福音是写给希腊人或者叫外邦人的。
As mentioned before, the Gospel of Luke is written to the Greeks or the Gentiles.
他提醒人们不要只是注重眼前的物质利益。
Especially teaches people not to focus solely on temporal material gain.
你如果注重太多在现实的物质利益，而忽视了为将来做预备。
And not to focus only on the temporal material gains and neglect to prepare oneself for the future.
因此他提醒人们不要只抓住现在而忽略将来。
Therefore, it reminds people not to focus solely on the present only, and not to neglect the future.
我们知道希腊人呢，他文化相当的发达，他的哲学思想举世闻名。
We know that the Greek culture is well developed and its Greek philosophy is well known throughout the world.
因此路加从一个医生严谨的角度把真实的东西有系统的摆在人们的面前。
Hence, Dr. Luke presented the true facts before everyone in a systematic way that a doctor would.
他这样做使人心悦诚服，确定自己所信的福音确实有可靠的依据。
To allow people to be fully convinced of the trustworthiness of the gospel that they believe in.
路加所针对的写作对象是知识阶层。
The audience whom Luke wrote to was of the educated class.
他写的福音书经过详细的查考之后，再按着次序描述出来。
He wrote the gospel book in a chronological order after careful study.
路加所写的都是真实凭实据，都是经得起调查考核的事实，而且他的文笔非常的优雅，非常的典雅，适合知识阶层来阅读。
All that Luke wrote were backed up by strong evidence that can withstand any test. And it's also written in an elegant manner that is suitable for reading by the educated class.
约翰福音特别着眼于永恒，但要人们解决永恒生命的问题。
The Gospel of John focuses on the future, and it focuses on the problem of eternity.
要人们解决永恒生命的问题.
And it focuses on solving the problem of eternity.
约翰从太初讲到开始讲起一直讲到永远论到耶稣基督是神的儿子是真正的神.
It talks about Jesus Christ being the Son of God, and He is the true God from the beginning to forever.
这位真神是生命，是光，是爱.
And this true God is life, He is light, and He is love.
因此，约翰就重复提到生命、天上、永生等等这些字眼.
And therefore, John repeatedly uses the words life, heaven, and eternity.
人如果要认识这位真神，得到这位真神所预备的救恩，
if man wishes to know this true God and receive this salvation from Him,
唯一的办法就是凭着信，接受道成肉身的耶稣基督为救主，成为生命的主宰。
The only way is to receive Jesus, the incarnate Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord by faith.
刚才我们提到马太福音和马可福音，耶稣基督既是君王又是仆人。
As mentioned before, both Gospels of Mark and Matthew mentioned that Jesus is the servant and a king.
路加福音和约翰福音又是另外一个对比。路加福音讲耶稣是人子，路加福音讲到耶稣是人子，约翰福音讲到耶稣是神的儿子。
We see another parallel in the Gospels of Luke and John. The Gospel of Luke emphasizes on Christ being the Son of Man, and the Gospel of John emphasizes on Jesus being the Son of God.
可见主耶稣既是完全的人，他又是完全的神。Therefore,
we can see that Christ, Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, is both a complete man and a complete God.
君王和仆人，人子与神子，a
servant and a king, son of man and son of God.
这些原本从人的角度来看是不可能同时兼备的这些特质。These
are traits that cannot coexist at the same time from a human perspective.
但是在耶稣基督的身上却同时应验了。But
these were fulfilled, all fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
另外还有一个问题，我想跟还有一个事情，我想跟大家在这里提一下。There
is also another thing that needs to be mentioned.
我们从先知以西结和使徒约翰所看到的，他们共同都看到一个意象，就是四个活物的意象。We
all know of a vision that is seen by both the prophet Ezekiel and the apostle Paul.
旧约的先知以西结和新约的使徒约翰，他们共同看到了一幅几乎是相同的意象。The
same vision was being seen by both the prophet Ezekiel in the Old Testament and the apostle John in the New Testament.
我很快的请大家翻译一下以西结书第一章第十节。Please
quickly turn quickly with me to the book of Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章第十节。
The book of Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10.
这里说至于脸的形象，前面各有人的脸，右边各有狮子的脸，左边各有牛的脸，后面有鹰的脸。Verse
10 says, as for the likeness of their faces, each has a human face. The four had the face of a lion on the right side, the four had the face of an ox on the left side, and the four had the face of an eagle.
看到了，以西结先知看到了一个异象。 有一个活物，然后呢，四个活物，这四个活物有四个脸。
And the prophet, as we can see, that the prophet Ezekiel saw a vision of the four living creatures, and they had four faces.
请你翻到启示录第四章。
Turn with me to the book of Revelation.
启示录第四章第六到第七节。
Book of Revelation chapter 4 verses 6 to 7.
这是使徒约翰所看到的意象。
This was the vision seen by the Apostle John.
第六节说，宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。
Verse 6 says, And before the throne there was as it were a sea of glass like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures, four eyes in the front and behind.
第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸像人，第四个像飞鹰。
The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight.
这个从以西结书第一章一直到启示录第四章所看到异象当中的那个四活物。
In seeing this vision of the four living creatures from Ezekiel chapter 1 up until Revelation chapter 4,
这四张脸与四卷福音书当中对耶稣基督的描写完全的吻合。
These four faces perfectly match the descriptions of Jesus Christ by the four gospel books.
那我们来稍稍看一下。
Let us have a look.
马太福音对应的是狮子的脸。
In the Gospel of Matthew, there is the face of the lion.
狮子是百兽之王，象征着耶稣基督宇宙君王的身份。
The lion is the king of the animals, and it represents Jesus as the king of the universe.
马可福音对应的是牛的脸。
And in the Gospel of Mark, there is the face of an ox.
牛是为人服役的，象征着耶稣基督作为仆人的身份。
The ox serves people, and therefore it represents Jesus Christ in the identity of a servant.
路加福音对应的是人的脸。
In the Gospel of Luke, there is the face of a man.
它象征着耶稣基督降生降到世界上完全人的一个身份。
It represents Jesus Christ coming incarnate into the world as a fully human.
约翰福音对应的第四个是鹰的脸。
And the Gospel of John, we have the face of an eagle.
鹰代表着高超难测，就象征着耶稣基督是神儿子的身份。
And the eagle represents being unfathomable, and it represents Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
当然了，我们不能将每一本福音书都绝对化，把它们孤立起来。我们必须看到它们彼此之间有机的联系。
But of course, we cannot see each gospel book as a standalone by itself. Rather, we should see the organic link between them.
它们相互支持，相互补充。
Each gospel book complements the other.
彼此之间各既有独特性，有各自的特点，又有他们的共性，因为他们都是为耶稣基督所做的见证。
Each is unique on its own, and yet they share common traits with each other because they all witness Jesus Christ.
好了，我们现在缩小到马可福音本身。
Let us come back to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音的主题是专门介绍耶稣基督来到世界上的服事的。
The main theme of the Gospel of Mark introduces Jesus Christ coming into the world to serve.
就如先知以赛亚在以赛亚书的42章第一节所说的。
Just as the prophet Isaiah said in the book of Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1.
以赛亚四十二章第一节，神透过先知以赛亚说：“看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、拣选心里所喜悦的，我已经将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。”
Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1, he said, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations."
因此这位仆人 是耶和华神所设立公义的仆人， 为要透过他的工作 担当罪人的罪愆， 并且拯救他们。
This servant is also the righteous servant established by God to take on the sins of sinners and save them through his work.
同时在以赛亚书53章11节，
and also in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11.
以赛亚书53章第11节，
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 11.
这里提到了神的仆人， 说他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因为认识我的义仆，得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。It
talks about the servant of God here, where it says, "Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities."
因此马可福音可以说是工作的福音，服侍人的福音。We
can say that the Gospel of Mark is a Gospel of work and ministry work.
也就是说透过马可有选择性的对耶稣基督的生活教训的记录，为的是表明耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是救赎的主。
It can also be said that the events of Jesus' life and his teachings were being selected and put together in the Gospel book that is recorded by Mark to present Jesus as the Messiah, as the Savior.
他被钉死在十字架上，完成了救赎的工作，而现在更是复活的生命之主。
He was crucified for the salvation of his people and is now the risen Lord of life.
马可福音既然是工作的福音，主耶稣又是来做仆人的，所以主的工作非常的紧张忙碌。Since
the Gospel of Mark is a gospel book about work and the Lord being a servant, this his work is especially intense and busy.
马可福音所记载的主耶稣风尘仆仆，终日奔波，无时或息，就是经常得不到足够的休息。
Mark describes the Lord hustling and bustling around, often without adequate rest.
忽而进城，忽而又到乡下，今天在海边，明天在旷野。He's
either in town or out in the country, either by the sea or out in the wilderness.
所以呢，整卷的马可福音，就，立刻，随即，等等这些词，一共出现了 41次之多。
In the Gospel of Mark, Mark used the word immediately, immediately, and immediately, although they are in different forms, for a total of 41 times.
你知道吗？单单第一章，马可福音第一章，这个随即立刻就出现了十次。
And this word immediately was used for 10 times in chapter 1 only.
可见，我们可以说马可福音是一卷行动的福音。Therefore,
we can see that the Gospel of Mark is an action gospel.
同时呢，马可福音又提到众人许多人拥挤主的情况。The
Gospel book also mentions about the people crowding around Jesus.
比如说第一章的45节，就讲人从各处都就了他来。
For example, in chapter 1, verse 45 says, "And people were coming to him from every quarter."
第一章的33节，合城的人都聚集在他门前。
In the same chapter, verse 33, "And the whole city was gathered together at the door."
第二章的第二节说，许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有了空地。
Chapter 2, verse 2 says, "And many were gathered together, so that there was no more room, not even at the door."
第六章的33节说，众人看见他们去，有许多认识他们的，就从各城步行，一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。
chapter 6, verse 33 says, "And now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them."
整马可福音当中有两次，第三章二十节到和第六章三十节一节提到主耶稣没有时间吃饭，无暇进餐。
Twice, the Gospel of Mark mentioned that the Lord had no leisure even to eat.
主在世上的时候，服侍人的工作辛劳忙碌，从此可见一斑。
We can see here how busy was the Lord's ministry work.
我们刚才已经提到了，马可福音是写给罗马人的。
As mentioned before, the Gospel of Mark was written for the Romans.
而且是马可在罗马写的。
And it was written when Mark was in Rome.
假如你认真阅读这卷福音书，你一定会注意到一件事情，马可用的文字非常的简练。
If you have studied this Gospel book carefully, you have noticed that Mark used very simple terms.
其中马可福音的大部分内容不像马太福音和路加福音记载的耶稣大段大段的讲论。
Unlike Matthew and Luke, Mark did not give any lengthy description about Jesus.
很少，不是没有。
There is very little lengthy descriptions about Jesus.
那这是什么原因呢？
Why is this so?
你知道吗，在2000年前，包括古代的罗马，大部分的人都不识字。
Just as a matter of fact, back 2000 years, in that ancient world, the people, most of the people were illiterate. They had little education.
因此呢，如果要把福音介绍给他们，有人必须拿着马可写的福音书念出来给他们听。
And therefore, if they were to be able to know the Gospel of Mark, someone needs to pick up the book and read it to them.
所以呢，马可所写的福音故事的内容非常的简练，而且带有行动感。
Therefore, Mark's writing need to be very simple and need to be very action-packed.
为的是吸引住他的听众，以便将书中所描写的耶稣基督使听众们有兴趣继续的听下去。
This is in order to draw the hearer's attention and to maintain that interest to continue hearing about Jesus Christ.
我相信随着我们对马可福音的查考，我们会不断的看到感受到马可福音的这些特点。
And I do believe that we can experience such characteristics as we continue to study the Gospel of Mark.
还有一件事情，尽管在新约圣经的编排上，马可福音不是放在第一卷。
And there is another thing. Although chronologically, Mark is not the first book that is written in the New Testament. It's not the first Gospel book.
马可福音不是摆在新约圣经里面的第一卷。
The Gospel of Mark is not listed as the first book in the New Testament.
因为马太是第一卷。
Because the Gospel of Matthew is being listed as the first.
什么原因呢？因为马太福音的家谱正好起到了从旧约到新约承上启下的那个作用。
That's because the Gospel of Matthew's genealogy in chapter 1 acts as a bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
但是大部分的圣经学者都认为马可福音实际上应该是最早写成的一卷福音书。
But most Bible scholars believe that the Gospel of Mark is the earliest written Gospel book.
它的成书的时间写成大概很有可能是在公元或者我们就要称它主后60到70年这段时间写成的。
It is highly possible that it was written between 60 and 70 AD.
我们从路加我们从使徒行传十二章得知，马可在圣经中的名字是那称为马可的约翰。
We know from Acts chapter 12 that the other name for Mark is the other name.
No other name. His name.
That his.
His name is John Mark.
His name is John Mark.
Oh,
he is John, whose other name was Mark.
你不要搞错了。他的名字就叫做称为马可的约翰。
And his name is John Mark.
That's good. Very good. Thank you. 他既叫做约翰,又叫做马可。
He is known as John, both John and Mark.
对了。 约翰是他犹太人的名字。
John was his Jewish name.
马可这是他罗马的名字。
And Mark was his Roman name.
Excellent. 那尽管呢，马可不是耶稣十二个使徒当中的一位。
Although Mark was not one of the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ.
并且耶稣出来传道，一直甚至到耶稣被钉十字架的时候，马可还非常的年轻。
And Mark was still very young from the point Jesus began his preaching ministry up until his crucifixion.
我们可以注意到一件事情，就是在马可福音第十四章的一个记载。
But we can take note of an event that took place in Mark chapter 14.
那就是当耶稣被加略人犹大出卖，被祭司长、文士并犹太长老派人来。 捉拿的时候,
which was when Jesus was being betrayed by Judas Iscariot, and he was taken away by guards who were sent by the high priest, scribes, and the Jewish elders.
你可以看到第十四章的五十节, 马可福音十四章五十节。
Let's look at the chapter 14, verse 50.
马可福音十四章五十节说, 门徒都离开他逃走了。
Chapter 14, verse 50, he said, And they, who are his disciples, all left him and fled.
50到51节, 请你注意看, 有一个少年人赤身披着一块麻布, 跟随耶稣, 众人就捉拿他, 他却丢了麻布, 赤身, 光着身子就逃走了。
And following on in verse 51 says, And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked.
我们有足够的理由相信这个少年人就是本书的作者马可本人。We
have every reason to believe that this young man is the human writer of the Gospel of Mark, who is Mark himself.
到了后来马可曾经一段时间追随使徒保罗和他一起同工。
And later on, Mark went with Paul in his ministry as a co-worker.
到了后来,他又和使徒彼得一起同工。
And even later on, he also followed Peter in his ministry.
你知道吗?彼得前书第五章,第十三节,使徒彼得在他的书信当中亲切地称马可为我儿子马可。
Do you know that in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13, the Apostle Peter, in his epistle, he affectionately called Mark as my son Mark.
彼得把他称为儿子,可见他们的关系非常的紧密。
In calling Mark his son, we can see this intimate relationship between the two.
根据历史的记载,当使徒彼得在罗马传福音的时候,马可就在那里和他一起同工。
According to history, historical records, when the Apostle Peter was preaching in Rome, Mark was there with him as well.
而且马可一直陪伴在彼得的身边, 一直到一年多之后彼得在罗马殉道。
And Mark kept by Peter's side until his martyrdom.
后来,就如历史所相传的那样, 马可在彼得殉道之后,马可就到了罗马的乡下去了。
And after the Esther story is told, Mark went into the countryside of Rome.
并且在圣灵的引导和掌管之下，马可将彼得所讲述的耶稣基督的事迹记录下来，成了《马可福音》.
And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, who controlled all the information that had come to Mark through Peter, Mark wrote down this gospel book, and we have the gospel book of Mark.
换句话说，马可所写的福音书是根据彼得亲眼的见证写下来的。
In other words, Mark's gospel book is the product of Peter's eyewitness testimony.
或者说，马可福音的素材是来自彼得亲身经历的角度。
In other words, we can say that the source for Mark from a human viewpoint is Peter.
对这一点，我们有确切的证据。
For this, we have strong evidence to back up.
公元120年，有一位圣经学者名叫巴比亚斯，我们通常称他为帕皮亚。
In 120 AD, there is this Bible scholar by the name Papias.
他是谁呢？他是使徒约翰的门徒。
He is the disciple of the Apostle John.
他说马可是使徒彼得的代言人，精确地写下了这一卷福音书。
He said, Mark, who was an interpreter of Peter, wrote with exactness.
以上讲解了这么多，现在请大家可以打开马可福音第一章第一节。
After explaining so much, please turn with me to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1.
马可福音第一章第一节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 1.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我非常欣赏马可在福音书的开头就开门见山地表明他的主题。
I like the way that Mark used such a brash way to get down to the brass tracks.
就像我们中国的那个说书人一样，一开始就吸引住了听众的注意力。
It's just like a storyteller in China who captures the crowd's attention immediately.
也就是说，马可从一开始就非常明确的、非常直接的把他的底牌亮出来。
We can also see that Mark had laid his cards right on the table, so to speak.
他实际上在说，我所要告诉你们的这位降世为人的耶稣。
He is actually saying, I am about to lay before you this man, Jesus.
透过他所讲的奇妙的恩言，以及他奇妙的作为，你们将会看到他不仅仅是一个活生生的人。
That through his wondrous works and his wondrous actions, that you will see that he was and is no mere man.
更重要的，他确确实实是神的儿子。
But more importantly, he is truly the Son of God.
从哪里看出来呢？
Where can we see this?
第三章第十一节，巫鬼无论何时看见他，就伏伏在他面前喊着说，你是神的儿子。
Chapter 3 verse 11 says, And whenever the unclean spirit saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, You are the Son of God.
第四章第四十一节，他的门徒们就大大惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海都听从他了。
Chapter 4 verse 41 says, And they, his disciples, were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
第七章三十七节，众人都分外稀奇，说他所做的事都好，就连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。
And chapter 7 verse 37 says, And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.
很显然，马可正是透过他所写下的整卷福音书，恳请他的读者、他的听众认真的思考一个问题。
It is clear from here that Mark is begging a question throughout the gospel.
你看到了吗？你现在认识到他到底是谁了吗？
Can you see this? Do you get now what who he is?
马可实际上是在说，透过这位耶稣，他本身就是神所要赐给整个人类的福音好消息。
Mark is really saying that this Jesus is the gospel that God had intended to give to all humankind.
这个福音 这个好消息的中心就是他在第十章第四十五节所带出来的内容。
And the contents of chapter 10 verse 45 is the center of the gospel.
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
请你再重新看一次马可福音第一章第一节。
Please look at Mark chapter 1 verse 1 again.
他说，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
It says the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
换句话说，马可所要表达的，他所写下关于耶稣基督的故事，仅仅是一个开头。
In other words, what he is writing about Jesus Christ is just the beginning.
整卷关于耶稣基督福音的故事仅仅是一个开头，而这个故事却远远没有结束。
Everything about the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is just the beginning, but there is no end to this story.
你知道吗？马可所写的福音书带着一个非常奇怪的结尾。
There is a strange ending to this gospel book written by Mark.
你知道吗？马可所写的福音书，他写到16章的第八节就停止。
And as he wrote up until chapter 16, verse 8, he abruptly stopped there.
那请你看一下十六章第八节。
Have please turn with me to chapter 16, verse 8.
第十六章十八节说，他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，甚至什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
And it says, and they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they had said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
停了，在这里就结束了。
And it ended here abruptly.
你说现在我们读的马可福音，不是一直到十六章的二十节吗？
But the Gospel of Mark that we have now extends up to chapter 16, verse 20.
我可以告诉你。十六章的第九节到第二十节是后来有人加上去的。
I can say this to you. The contents of chapter 16, verse 9, up until verse 20 were added on later.
虽然加上去的内容实际上和马可福音所讲的内容是相当一致的。
Although this portion is so consistent with the previous contents in that Mark had written.
但是即便这样，我还要指出这一段的内容在原本马可所写的圣经原稿里面是没有的。
But even so, I have to mention that this portion did not appear in the early manuscripts.
就像马可在开篇的第一句所说的话，这实际上是福音的开头，而不是结尾。
Just as Mark said at the beginning of this gospel book, it is the beginning of the gospel and it's not the end.
准确的说，马可的这个福音故事没有结尾。
Specifically say that this gospel story has no end.
假如你要知道故事后来的发展，你必须去读《使徒行传》。
So if you want the rest of the story, you have to go to the book of Acts.
即便你一直读到《使徒行传》二十八章的最后，仍旧还不到结束的时候。
Even though you can read up to Acts chapter 20, towards the end of Acts chapter 28, there is still no end.
因为福音的工作，你记得这是马可福音的重点，福耶稣基督的工作，侍奉的工作。这个工作一直到今天还在继续。
Because please remember, Mark has said this. Jesus' ministry work has yet to end, and this is his main point.
也就是说，马可在圣灵的感动和带领之下，故意带着这样一个没有结束的结尾。
In other words, under the Holy Spirit's guidance, Mark ended at this point abruptly.
你可以想象一下，马可写到他马可福音的最后，到了十六章第八节，他就停了下来。
You can easily imagine that Mark stopping at this point in chapter 16 verse 8.
这个时候他抬起头来, 认真地 看着他的读者和他的听众。
And he looked up and looked intently at his listeners.
对他们说, 也是对我们说, 那么你呢?
And said to them, as well as to us, what about you?
是的, 神的儿子耶稣来到世界, 为了完成服事人的工作, 成为了多人的赎价。
Yes, Jesus the Son of God came to serve and lay down his life as a ransom for many.
但是他的工作满了权柄。
But he carried out his work with authority.
现在他将这样的生命这样侍奉的权柄 赐给了凡是跟从他做门徒的人们的身上。
And now he is giving this life and the authority to serve to anyone who is willing to follow him as his disciple.
那么，请问你将会做出什么样的回应呢？
Then how would you respond to him?
马可福音之所以没有结尾, 因为它的结尾在你我的身上。
The reason for no ending in the Gospel of Mark is because the ending depends on us.
所以主耶稣已经将这服事侍奉的权柄赐给了你，赐给了我。
Our Lord Jesus has given this life and the authority to serve to us.
你的回应是什么呢？
Then how would you respond then?
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你， 因为你道成肉身来到这个世界， 亲自做了仆人的， 成了仆人， 也做了一个仆人所该做的工作。 今天你把这样的权柄， 你把这样的生命， 你把这样的工作 都交付了给了我们。 Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your begotten Son, Christ Jesus, came to this world through incarnation to prove that he is a servant king. And now today, he has given us the life, given us the authority, and given us the tasks of ministry. 主啊，但愿你来帮助我们从生命里面做出正确的回应。 Father, we pray that you will help us, let the Holy Spirit work in our hearts so that we can respond in the rightly way. 继续恩待我们对马可福音的查考, 将你的真理显明也赐给我们。 We pray that you will guide us in the future when we get into deeper study of Book of Mark. Open up your truth. Open up your word so that it will guide us, open up our eyes to see your wondrous truth. 我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.